Then Androg told truly enough all that had befallen. "What business Nathan had there, I now wonder," he said. "Not ours, it seems. For when I came up, he had already slain Forweg. The woman liked that well, and offered to go with him, begging our heads as a bride price. But he did not want her, and sped her off. So what grudge he had against the captain, I cannot guess. He left my head on my shoulders, for which I am grateful, though much puzzled." "Then I deny your claim to come of the people of Hador," said Turin. "To Uldor the Accursed you belong, rather, and should seek service with Angband. But hear me now," he cried to them all. "These choices I give you. You must take me as your captain in Forweg's place, or else let me go. I will govern this fellowship now, or leave it. But if you wish to kill me, set to. I will fight you all until I am dead, or you." Then many men seized their weapons, but Androg cried out, "Nay, the head that he spared is not witless. If we fight, more than one will die needlessly before we kill the best man among us." Then he laughed. "As it was when he joined us, so it is again. He kills to make room. If it proved well before, so may it again. And he may lead us to better fortune than prowling about other men's middens." And old Algun said, "The best man among us. Time was when we would have done the same if we dared. But we have forgotten much. He may bring us home in the end." At that, the thought came to Turin that from this small band he might rise to build himself a free lordship of his own. But he looked at Algund and Androg, and he said, "Home, do you say? Tall and cold stand the mountains of shadow between. Behind them are the people of Uldor, and about them the legions of Angband. If such things do not daunt you, 7 times 7 men, then I may lead you homewards. But how far before we die?" All were silent. Then Turin spoke again. "Do you take me to be your captain? Then I will lead you first away into the wild, far from the homes of men. There we may find better fortune, or not, but at the least we shall earn less hatred of our own kind." Then all those that were of the people of Hador gathered to him, and took him as their captain. And the others, with less goodwill, agreed. And at once he led them away out of that country.